Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 23, His Method. When you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you. Luke 14, verses 13 and 14. The costly, non-refundable wedding reception had been booked at the Ritz-Charles Hotel in Carmel, Indiana, but the wedding got canceled just a few days before the event. The bride-to-be contacted several homeless shelters in the area, and the surprised impromptu guests were bussed into the posh location for a high-end dinner they would never forget. Local businesses donated clothing for the guests to wear for this occasion. In the midst of her pain, Ms. Cummins made a decision to act selflessly and to share with those who couldn't repay her. The first century Mediterranean world was an honor-shame-based society. Therefore, conventional rules of reciprocity were practiced, especially by the elite. Gifts and invitations were often given with strings attached, leaving the poor and destitute disadvantaged. Jesus frequently challenged these social methods used to secure advantageous relationships. When he realized that some guests had been picking places of honor, Jesus spoke to them. When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for someone more distinguished than you may have been invited. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 14, verses 8 to 11. This was a new way of life. But Jesus wasn't done yet. He went on to teach a new way to relate to others, receiving the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and those who couldn't repay. In other words, he taught us to welcome the marginalized of society. Who would that be today? The fearful pregnant teenager? The young man who just got out of jail? This is Jesus' method, for he reached out to us and invited us to his banquet table, which we could never repay. May the overflow of the unmerited grace we have received cause us to reach out and gladly receive those who feel alone, diminished, and hopeless.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!